be in Beaver Dam. See, he's looking at me right now. That golfer right there was looking at me.
He's got a job to do. We have a job to do.
Right, but I'm trying to help him do his job by doing my job more quietly.
Well, he should move.
From the driving range.
No, the driving range is there. This is just the turf center. Like, we're not on the driving range.
Well, they're getting into the right headspace. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. No video today, Jesse. Way to go. And, of course, WisconsinOnDemand.com.
We're still running a stream? Like, we're just like putting pictures. Like, when I'm unavailable, you put my Packer picture up.
Yeah. It's a good picture.
I like that picture a lot.
I suppose, in theory, we could have done that, but no. Jeez, the plan.
Wooly.
Now they're breaking everything.
Come on. What is going on around here?
We're going to get kicked out of this place by 10. We'll be on video by 11.
I ain't going to lie to you. If we get kicked out by 11:30, I'm out. There's a trailer that they use for the bathroom over there. That may be where we're doing the remainder of the show from. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay, but today I am alongside Jesse Nelson, who has left the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and the Packers Hall of Famer, who's left his undisclosed location. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning.
You know what?
Great to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too. I have to give Madison the Dane County Transportation System. All right, Wooly.
All right. Are we getting video of this?
I hope someone's videoing. This is a complete and utter you-know-what show.
Yeah, I didn't realize putting up the sign.
We got signs
excruciatingly difficult.
We got this. I'm going to continue to persevere because that's what I do.
God, you're a gamer.
Thank you for your service.
But normally it's like traffic, and they opened up that little baby lane on the left.
With a little
green
arrow.
And now there's still all these ramps that you have to be on, and I missed one, and I had to get off them. But they've done it. The Madison DOT, you know how I'm a big DMV
guy.
Huge
DOT, DMV.
The DOT, nice work maneuvering the Beltline a little bit.
We actually, the three of us all arrived within like a two-minute window of each other.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little irritated it didn't take longer to get here. That's how crazy. I ended up getting here like 8:20 because I had anticipated 15, 20 minutes of traffic. Unlike Jesse, who usually goes the other way, I wanted to make sure I was here, and I got here too early. And then I see Jesse wearing the same shirt as I. We need new shirts, too.
Okay. what do you want me to do about that?
The ESPN Madison, it's been a while, is what I'm saying, because every time we do a remote, I like to wear my, and this is my ESPN Madison shirt. I have an ESPN Milwaukee. I don't even think I have an ESPN Wisconsin shirt.
I have an ESPN Beaver Dam hat.
I do too.
I always see Jesse and I wearing the same shirt.
I'll see what we can do for you, old T. I'll get right on that.
WT merch is what I want.
What kind of WT merch would you want?
This isn't vest season, so I don't know. I'm going to have to figure that out. We redid our logo. I'll figure that piece of it out.
Great.
I'm still uncomfortable with being as loud as you're being.
Get over it.
We're still getting looks from
who's giving you
over
looks?
50 professional golfers. The guy in the blue shirt.
These guys are not caddies. This isn't their squad.
These are all caddies?
Yeah. What would they be doing over here?
Well, I don't know.
Are we, 100 yards away from those guys?
I don't know. I could hit a golf ball over there.
Let me tell you
something.
I don't understand why golf. Whoa, that guy's flying down the ramp. Oh, slow down there, big fella.
wish we did have video today.
That is a steep hill.
Especially
no color
putting up that sign.
Oh, boy. Whoever that is, bet for him to take about bottom 10.
John Daly?
No, John Daly didn't. I don't think he
I think that's just a caddy in a Hawaiian shirt.
I mean, that dude comes screaming down here. Down the hill, doesn't even pay attention.
Seems a little dangerous, no doubt.
I'm guessing he's Jesse-ing it, coming up, scrambling late for the day. But it is. I mean, we always love coming out here, and the weather is, they always have to battle weather, it seems like, for this event. And I was just telling some of the AmFam folks how they've been – I knocked on woods. It's just, it could not have been more perfect. And, of course, Sunday might be a little bit. But, again, I think to see something like this, I think this is the seventh year that they've done this. We've been out here. It's as long as our show's been going.
It has been, yes.
It's pretty impressive what they've been able to accomplish, and our Feel Good Friday and everything else about how much money they've raised and everything else. But to put something like this on in Madison and be able to execute it as well as they have has been really fun to watch from a big fan standpoint.
Your speeding golf cart driver is headed
back
our
way. If he comes and confronts us?
Right into our
Look
table.
At him. He's having a heck of a time, man. Look at him. Is he going to make it up that hill? Let's see. He's cranking it up.
He's going, approaching.
He's coming at full speed.
He seems very confident, yes.
Yeah, she's starting to choke off a little bit. It reminds me of the old days.
He's got it.
So we used to have mopeds on campus, all the athletes. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought they gave us free mopeds. They didn't give us free mopeds.
Well, at least for NIL.
Let me tell you this. I didn't get a free moped. Right. Fairly certain.
Number 140.
But it was a Spree, which was only like a 30 or 35cc. Mm-hmm. So what would happen, you'd be winding up Bascom, and it's the wintertime, and it is zzz, you'd have it full tilt, and I would literally be going 2 miles an hour. People would be walking faster than I'm climbing Bascom Hill on my Spree.
Wait, you took your Spree up Bascom Hill?
Well, the road. You have to, like, get up to, like, there was
not the
Van Heist.
You're not doing. You're coming
on
the back
road.
Way.
You know where Helen C. White, you go up. You're going up to like Van Heist.
Sure, like the
you'd go up
street
and
San
it would
Francisco
be,
area there.
And you'd I'd have it full tilt cranked, and eventually as I continued to grow, I had to go to a 50cc.
I was gonna say, do you think smaller players who had
they did not have the same
were
issues?
Able to
no.
go up that way?
No, they did.
Well, we did not. Last time we were here, there were some nervous moments. Speaking of transportation, because we parked in a remote lot and we took a school bus
because it was raining all the time.
But I was very worried I was going to be late today. And instead, plenty early. Great to see you and great to be out here at the AmFam Championship. What time does the first group go off, Jesse?
That's a great question,
Dynamite
Jason. Let me get right on that.
Is it rude to say, hey, is this the first time you've been out in the sun when you see somebody?
Yes.
That is considered rude?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, then I won't say that to our general manager.
Oh, it wasn't going to be me.
No, you actually look like you got a little
I went
sun.
To some OTAs, yeah.
Tom looks, boy, looks like those legs haven't seen looks like those legs haven't seen sun in about 3 years.
Is he wearing socks? I can't
tell. No, I don't even know. It's if I was him, I wouldn't have worn black shorts today. That's just the contrast is very strong.
I have
Jeez.
To, so,
I mean, did you not notice the glare? I was like, whoa, what the heck is that?
So for those of you that are listening in your vehicle or at home or wherever you may be, this is why we don't do the show in person.
Mm-hmm.
This
is that
right
why?
Yep. This is why. Okay. Because you are you're an observational comic. There are prop comics. You are – it's observations. Is there anything else that has caught your eye?
Oh, out here they're teeing off in 11 minutes.
Oh, they're teeing off. See, he's coming down – he came down this nice and very slow, cool. And then when he got to the flat part, he gunned it. Old boy is not in a hurry. I think whoever he's associated with, I'm going to look at a top 10 finish.
And slightly later tea time, I'm guessing. All right, so we are live from the AmFam Championship. It is a tradition unlike any other for us. We love being part of it. We appreciate AmFam always having us out. Obviously, they have been a fantastic partner to us. Are you going to spend some time
staying here all day,
walking the course?
I don't know about that. I'm going to probably be
chalet.
Life.
I see Tito's has a still house.
Well, if you've been listening to our reads, yes, that's on the 14th.
I
it's
have
on the
been, and I was trying to set you up.
Yeah,
for that,
and
so that's
I don't
what I was
know.
Doing.
I'm going to probably go because it's such a beautiful day.
Great to see you.
The you know, I always say I like putting the G2 or something else in there. I think, I mean, if you're just talking about like a great golf drink. It's
Arnold
the
Palmer.
Welch's no, it's the Welch's grape juice with the Tito's, and then you splash a little lime.
Mm.
It's called the transfusion. I always thought just the G2. No. The G2 is just a rehydrator. When you go with the grape juice, that adds another layer to your Tito's transfusion. And I'm guessing that's what they're going to be pouring out there today, amongst many other things.
And you, if you're on the lookout for celebrities, that's one place where you might find some if you can get the high-level clearance required to join Tausch there. But we're going to be out here for the entirety of our show. We're excited to be part of it. Jesse is here. Why are you here?
I'm doing a show with Brad Nortman later today, so I figured I'd get here early, see you guys.
What time's that show?
Two.
2 to 4.
Free food.
The breakfast spread is very good. The caddies seem to be really enjoying it. Tausch, one of the other things we really enjoy, another great partner of ours in addition to AmFam, of course, is Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It is, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has all these different options that you can customize when you get to your house. It's like Your own personal barista. I just had a little coffee. I went just straight black. Jesse, I'm sure you put about 100
cream and sugar. Give me the cream and sugar.
It just is a microcosm of everything that goes on. Pella's design options are virtually limitless, even more customizable than your coffee. Their wood windows and patio doors can be painted. They can be stained. They can be left bare to complement your home's unique decor. And they stand the test of time. It's why Pella confidently... Boy, today I didn't have my hard copy. I almost said confidentially, but I went with confidently.
God, you're a pro.
And I don't want you to be confidential about it. I want you to tell everybody how great Pella windows and doors are. They offer the best wood warranty in the industry. Bundle up and save when you customize your order by August 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
Again, live from the AmFam Championship, the tee times start in just a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
According to Jesse, which...
Scotty McCarron.
We got to make our
Willie
picks.
Wood.
We'll make our picks later. I'm going
our Steinhoffel
Steve's,
sleepers
going,
of the
yeah,
tournament.
We'll do our Steinhoffers. Steve's not a sleeper. Jerry's not a sleeper. Tung Chung Jai-D is not a sleeper.
Close.
How close was I?
Tung Chai.
That's what I said.
No.
What did I say?
You don't want to know.
What do you mean I don't want to know?
You went like Tung Chung.
Tung Chung. You were close. I was not going to criticize.
Tung Chai Jai-D.
Tung Chai Jai-D.
He's not a sleeper either. That's kind of like when we do right. them during the season for the Packers.
So those are.
I believe we can take the quarterback this year for the first time in a very long time.
That's true.
We will continue live here. We had a little bit of a social media issue. Now, it was not Maddie's fault at all. There is some debate whether it was in any way your fault, Tausch, or if it was primarily or solely Jesse's. I'll explain next, live from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge, is Wilde and Tausch. Conversations, advice, suffocation. Keep me up all night. Keep me up all night. I just want to feel. Live from the AmFam Championship, it is Wilde and Tausch. Wooly, man. Are you really going to quit trying to get the time after you've spent the last 18 minutes trying to do this? Now you're
I don't want to hurt anyone, he says.
Specifically yourself. So it's like a roll-up deal, kind of like the roll-up screens that Gina Della has inside her windows, except those actually
something.
Work.
Yeah, don't equate anything with what Gina's doing with what Wooly's trying to get done there.
Before we get to Tausch's tears, I have a parenting question for you.
Okay.
What is your sleepover policy for your children at other children's houses?
I'm all for it.
What about if they call at 11:45 and would like to be brought home?
No.
No,
you made
on.
The commitment to stay over. You're going to go through it.
So that is not what occurred in our house last night. There was, I won't say.
Was it at your house?
It was not. No, it was a road game.
Yeah. No, then it's tough luck. Shut your phone off and say, hey, we'll see you in the morning, sweetie.
You get till, I think my parents said till like 9 o'clock or so. Like, if you want to come home, let us know before 9. Otherwise,
so,
we'll see you in the morning.
I don't want to give her name, but it rhymes with Sydney. Was
so
at
it's
her,
Madison.
No, Sydney. Mm.
Oh. Kidney.
It was. She was at her friend's house.
Lindsay.
11:45, Mulva. 11:45, she decides she wants to come home.
Tough luck.
Now,
so picked her
what
up.
Are you still doing up at 11:45?
Well, we may have been awakened by the call.
Mm.
But Paula just took
Does
her back to her friend's
now?
House. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why did you do it?
Because they have so many activities that
yeah,
we
forgive
want
them
to
a watch that
to...
they can do it. But the cell phone at 6th grade, huh?
12.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
But yeah. we try to...
We're going to wait till sophomore year.
Wow.
No, it's
with
too late.
With all the activities
well,
I don't
too late.
I don't care what you think.
I think...
That's fine.
No, that's too late. I don't care. No, we're not going to wait till sophomore. I don't want... There's a reason, like the Zuckerbergs and all these tech folks, you know what they don't do? Give their kids phones.
Yeah, it's true. No, you're...
Which, to me, should tell you everything you need to know.
So we try to rule with an iron fist on usage. We've done an okay job. I think we could do a little bit better.
So what happened? So you went and you cowered down and picked her up.
But then Paula went and dropped her back off at her friend's house this morning so they could spend more time together.
Oh.
So my question was, that's where Paula is now, is dropping her off again.
IPT.
What is the, that was exactly. Thank you. You guys have like read my mind today between the Tito's reference and now this.
So why
is that IPT?
What was the deal with Sydney? Why did she not want to?
She couldn't get to sleep.
I'm sorry, Sid. Suck it up, Buttercup. Like, that's,
I thought
you're going to make that decision to stay over, which is great. I understand, you know, you could, everybody likes sleeping in their own bed.
True.
You don't sleep at these slumber parties. You stay up till 2 or 3, and
then
you wake up.
The last thing you do at a sleepover is sleep.
Yeah, that is, and the problem is, and this isn't just you. I mean, God knows we do this too. Everybody gives into their kids too much now.
I
want a sucker? Okay, well, we'll get you a sucker so you leave me alone. Oh, here's the iPad, so you just leave me alone.
No, we definitely don't follow that policy.
I'm pretty sure you
don't. No, I think you know me well enough to know that we're not the hand them the iPad so they shut up crowd. But you're right. I totally gave in on the pickup thing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I've also had it where kids have slept over at our house, and they have wanted to go home, so I have been the Uber service that took them to their parents.
No.
I don't mind doing that. I'm okay with that.
No. If that's the case, the parents come pick the kid up.
Mm. So I'm IPT on both
ends. Well, no, you're soft.
You're just soft. I'm a beta, some might say.
No, you just want to give in. And you're not even a people pleaser, though. That's the thing. You're actually a people irritator.
You know
Like, you irritate more people than you please them, but then when your kids,
no, it's just you.
No. I don't think that's the case. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. It's a beautiful day at AmFam. But
I'm a people.
But then
irritator.
in this case, you're gonna say, I'm gonna go and give the kid. No, if that's the case, the parents of the other kid come pick the kid up.
Hmm.
You don't. No, what are you gonna leave the kids there? All by themselves?
Well, no, that Paula and I are both there, no. So we have supervision and courtesy shuttle back home.
I'm sorry, this is a case where if their kid doesn't want to, after they committed to staying, but this is what's so funny about it. Your kid signs up for a sport, you say, all right, you're finishing this sport.
Sure.
I don't care if it's struggle. Yeah. But then you sign up for a sleepover and you say, nah, I'm not going to do
it. I think
so. Now, illness is the only
That's different.
Illness.
Yep.
Okay.
Not, I'm not sleeping good, I'm tired. Come on.
Just want to be home.
Yeah.
I just want to be at home.
You just want to spend every second with your kids.
No, that's not it at all, because I wanted to go back to sleep. I had to get up very early to come meet you today. So I was not thrilled at 11:45.
So much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome for my
no,
service.
I mean, it doesn't surprise
me. So Eleanor does that, you're saying tough luck, Buttercup.
For
just
sure.
Just like you would have said to Sid.
Not even questioning
situation.
It. Now, unless the parents of the sleepover E said, you need to come pick your kid up. If my kid's texting or calling,
they did not make that request. No.
If the kid's texting or calling, I'm like, no, deal with it.
Did she wake up the parents of the place she was staying at to say she was leaving?
She's a very considerate.
So she just snuck out?
Have to. Yeah, what is he? Oops. Yeah, all of a sudden the door opens.
Now they think that someone's breaking into their house at midnight.
Yeah, Jason, I don't know. Paul, I'm not sure. Your kid's gone. I don't know exactly what happened. Oh, no, we snuck over and picked her up. Oh, then you feel really confident about that household staying over. Actually, we are not there yet. Somebody else grabbed her. I don't know. So I'm sure everything will work out fine, though,
The car passing down our street. We thought it was you. We just gave her to them. All right. Well, I appreciate I always appreciate your input. I think
I don't know if you
more,
really do.
More often than not, you're insight. It's a little like Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. Sometimes you take the advice and do exactly what they say. Sometimes you want to do the opposite.
Do you have a talk with her? Like, listen, why am I picking you up? Or do you say, you know what, we're not doing any more sleepovers until you can commit to sleeping over?
I'm going to be honest with you, this is not the first time this has happened.
Mm-hmm. So why does she keep wanting to do sleepovers?
Because I think she loves the idea of the sleepover, but it's like Seinfeld with the rental car reservation. She didn't really know how to hold the sleep. She just didn't know how to do the sleeping part over of the sleepover.
You just got to say either I'm coming to get you at 10.
You're telling me that the only child that you are, that your parents not once during your youth ever needed to come pick you up from a sleepover?
One time, first grade, and it was when I was with my best friend's family. They went to the Dells for the week, and it was 3 days in. And my parents gave me the option after 3 days in, they could come get me or I could stay through the rest of the week.
And you missed
every other time, if I was sleeping over somewhere, I stayed the entire night for the sleepover.
What's happened
never called.
What's happened to, like, you make a commitment, you do it? Is that just gone? Are we done with that?
No, I
can just imagine. I'm like, hey, I'm sleeping over my boy Brandel's place. Hey, you know, we're going to do some farming. We're going to do whatever. And, oh, you know what? Hey, Danny, can you come pick me up? You know what he had told me? Who the hell is this? I'll see you in a week. Are you serious?
If you set the parameters,
get out there and pick rocks, get some hay baled, earn a little cash, and then you can come home.
Because there were a couple of times where I stayed by friends who I may not have stayed by before, and like you get there and you don't know if you want to end up staying the night or not. So the plan may be the sleepover. My parents always said, if you let us know, like we can call.
There's a cutoff time.
Brian's mom at 9 or whatever, and if it's good, you can say that you're gonna stay. If not, we'll come get you. You got to set that time, but if you go beyond that time, then it's done. You're staying the night.
Yeah, I'm starting to identify the downfall of civilization. And it's you two right here.
Just to confirm, yeah, both Denny and Diane would have been on the same page this?
Or my mom,
or your mom would have caved.
No, I don't think she'd have caved.
Okay.
I don't think she'd have caved, but I don't know.
Who the hell is this?
I know this. If I committed to go doing it, I ain't calling them. How's that?
Yeah.
Unless I have, like, typhoid or something, and they're like, all right, you got to get to dysentery or something on the Oregon Trail.
I've heard both ways.
Dysentery. You're allowed to go home to your parents if you are experiencing symptoms of dysentery.
Dysentery.
I still wouldn't have felt great about calling them. Yeah, I got a little typhoid. I need you to come home. I need you to come get me.
So they've got to bring their covered wagon to bring you home.
All right. If you said Eric in Milwaukee texts in,
did Eric ever respond like bing 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 that she just can't call?
She's not working remote Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we don't take calls much on Mondays and Fridays.
That's a fair point.
So
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. I was worried
so
about
she's
her.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Erica says if you do the sick thing and you set that standard, then they'll fake being sick so that they can come home.
Well, no, then you punish them.
Punish them.
Yeah, if they're no,
if
they
they're
can't
actually
do anything,
sick.
Because then the next morning, I want to go back over to Lindsay's place. No, you're going to sit in bed until your fever breaks. Well, I don't have a fever. Well, then what the hell did I come pick you up for last night?
This has gone far better than I anticipated it would. This has been beautiful. I do want to get to your tears, T-I-E-R-S, not your tears of, I miss my little boy.
Yeah, I really wish I brought my pun calendar out here. I'm assuming I'd have had a couple that wouldn't fit.
I believe
that's the problem being on the road, huh, boys?
If you missed yesterday's show, Tausch debuted his 2023 NFC tiers, and he started with 4.
Yeah, you guys basically shamed me into doing 6.
Not you guys at all. You
I wanted to
stick your statement,
and you know what? You guys were right. Stop being so defensive.
Well, no, I don't like the word shamed you. I don't
want to. You basically said it, and the more I thought about
you.
It. Yeah, because I'm an open-minded person. I'm easygoing.
Yes.
Well, you don't think I am? I'm very persistent.
You just found out you're not easygoing from a variety of people.
That's from my family. That's a whole different animal.
And they're right.
In this case, there are 6 tiers. And I forgot one team. And my team at ESPN Madison hung me out to dry and did Truman up. I'll tell you more about that next. It's Wilde and Tausch. There's a love I've been keeping aside, and you're the missing puzzle piece that I've been trying to find.
Live from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge, it is Wilde and Tausch, and it is time for Tausch's tears.
Tears?
Tears. Not the kind that come out of your eyes when you're sad, but the different levels.
Well, you know what? We have a guest. She's not going to be able to jump on, but
she's also
I'll
not allowed her to come home from a sleepover.
Eleanor,
if she wants to, from what I understand.
If you go to a sleepover... it doesn't matter, unless you're sick, are you ever going to leave that sleepover to come home, or are you going to stay to sleepover?
Stay
to sleepover. I don't know if
stay to sleepover, she says.
There are no circumstances where you might say, I miss my mommy.
Unless you have typhoid,
I want to go home.
No.
None. Okay. Zero.
None.
Max. That is
wow.
Same thing. 100% false. No
you
way
go to a sleepover, and you're a little uncomfortable. You maybe aren't sleeping great. Do you feel comfortable saying, "Hey, Dad, come pick me up," or are you like, "I know he's you're going to stay over, you're going to fight through and sleep over"?
That was a slanted question. Can you speak up a little bit?
There you go.
Fight through and sleep,
right,
he says.
Because you're their dad, and they know you're not coming to get them.
Yeah, but they also know their mom will.
I'm Team Sarah. Well, that's shocking.
As evidenced by last night, apparently.
Very shocking. All right, so I would love to sit here and discuss how Sydney came home from a sleepover.
Oh, I'm a little tired. I'm not sleeping good. Bump, Daddy, will you come pick me up?
11:45.
No, sir. No.
Much like I don't want to ride with your dad on any long distances because I would like to stop and pee on occasion, I also don't want him in charge of whether Sydney can come home from a sleepover.
Well, there you go.
I also don't want him in charge of putting together...
How do you think we'd do if we did a kid swap for a week? Like, if I said, Max, you and Eleanor go up to the Wildies for a week, we get Sid and Madison. Who do you think comes back happier?
Wasn't this a TV show for a little while, the kid swap?
I would be up for a 3-day kid swap.
But I got to pick up Sydney at 11:45.
I got a hunch you'd be picking her up earlier than that. Well, my dad lets me do this. Well, there's a new sheriff in town, young lady.
Yes, I am sure you would run a much tighter ship. I think we would love to have them come spend time.
I'm up for a swap. Would you guys want to swap and go up and hang out with Wildy? Lord knows you'd eat ice cream. You'd be able to do everything you want for a week. Sleep whenever you want. Go to sleepovers. Come home.
What
do this.
Kind of, what kind of operation do you think we're running up there?
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
Meanwhile, my children would be... taking care of farm fields and everything else.
No, they won't.
So it could be like you did when you were
no. They'd be reading different literature and working on chefing and things like that.
And trying to figure out all 16 teams in the NFC.
Great job. Great transition, finally.
Yeah.
So yesterday, if you missed it, you can always hear it on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Grubel Offices. One call, that's all. Thanks to David and his team for supporting the show and for supporting Wisconsin On Demand, Grubel Offices. One call. That's all. Again, you're a genius. I tell you that all the time. I say it behind your back when I'm also complaining about you. But the bottom line is, the stuff you come up with, I never know where we're headed. And this was brilliant. This was. It was great. I really enjoyed it. And what Tausch did yesterday was put all of the NFC's teams, well, except for one, into tears.
They are the most forgettable team in the NFL.
They are. I agree.
They don't know their own name. They don't have an owner. They don't have a stadium. Like, nobody even cares about them anymore. And that's a proud franchise. Growing up, that was one of the squads.
How many casual NFL fans could say who the Washington Commanders' starting quarterback is going to be?
Hardly anybody, because they don't know. It's Sam Howell, and I'm a NFL expert, quote unquote. Eleanor, don't laugh at that.
The studio audience laughed at you.
Well, I'm so excited.
Let me tell you something. She's a good barometer for me. But, Max, do you even know who the quarterback is for Washington? Exactly.
Yeah, Heineke. No,
he's not even on the team anymore. Great try.
Well, he's not the NFL.
So that's the point.
Expert in training.
But I just keep – because you keep hearing about Green Bay, and I get the fact there. It's a – you know, there's you can recombobulate, rebuild, all this other stuff. But because we watch and cover so closely, I think there's times that we are a little too close. This isn't the case. I'm not putting them one or two. I'm not putting them in, definitely a playoff team, because I don't think they are. I think it is a, what are they going to do? How are they going to grow? But the idea of writing them off as some 4-13 operation or a team that has no chance, that's
bottom
just
dwelling,
as absurd
stink
as saying that they're going to be 14-3. And this conference, they are, and the reason we started talking about it is because the Minnesota Vikings, some of their moving parts and things that they're doing, is another reminder to you, it's not like Green Bay's down here and Minnesota's up here, or Detroit's up here, Philly's up here, San Francisco, I would say, is here. They're tier one, but not as strong as Philly. If I had to redo it, Philly 1, San Fran 2, then I'd put a couple teams at 3, then I'd put Green Bay at 4. But that's not how we did it. I think those two teams are the strongest, and if I had a bet, I would say those teams would be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. But Green Bay can catch it, and that fact that it's like this division has no chance to be won by Green Bay, I think is absurd too.
So this all started actually with the news that the Minnesota Vikings were parting ways with Dalvin Cook, who has been to four straight Pro Bowls, but they couldn't agree on a restructured contract, and so they're cutting him.
Yep.
A pretty darn good running back.
And he's young yet, too. He's only 27, 28. It's not like he's 30.
And it continues an offseason trend in which a 13-4 team has moved on from their stalwart inside linebacker.
Yep.
They're one of their edge rushers, and now a second one is on the trading block. They moved on, and I understand Adam Thielen is not on top of his game anymore, but that's still a guy who has played a lot and caught a lot of passes for you.
Sure.
And that is the team that won the division by winning all 11 games they played that were decided by one score or less. So our thought was, hey, Tausch isn't all that crazy to think that a rebuilding team, which is what the Packers are doing, can still be a playoff team, could even perhaps win the division. The problem, as I see it, is that the Packers are no different than all these other teams that we have
in that
in
tier.
This tier,
for
and
sure.
They could go one way or they could go the
that's
other.
That's the beauty of the tiered system, and that's why I did put the and I think, listen, if I'm in New York,
it's raining on you.
If I'm with the New York Giants, I'm saying, well, we should definitely be ahead of Green Bay. Yeah, they're ahead in that tier, but nobody in New York is super confident that this team is going to compete for their division. I would make an argument Green Bay has a better chance of winning their division than the New York Giants have of winning theirs because of Philly and Dallas.
Yeah.
So
I would agree.
When you take the whole picture, there's the beauty of the NFL is there is some certainty. If you have that guy, there's certainty. If you don't, which three-quarters of the league doesn't, there's a lot of uncertainty. Green Bay is now, unfortunately, or for some fans, it's fortunate that you get this new experience and you get all this new. I am not in that camp yet. I prefer having the veteran quarterback that I know what I'm getting from. But the argument that people can keep throwing back at me is, yeah, but that wasn't good enough last year. And they're right. And that's why it's hard for me to come back at you and say, well, it would still be better with Aaron Rodgers. 8, 9, 7 teams in the playoffs. You know who wasn't in it?
The Green Bay
Packers. A tier 3, tier 4 Green Bay Packers team.
By the way, I love your kids who were at Sarah's behest had to act like they were listening to the show, and they did a great job of it. Some I haven't seen that good of acting since they appeared in a commercial for Feeding America. Look, here are the tiers as they stood yesterday. Tier 1, Philadelphia, San Francisco.
Yeah, that's a good tier.
Tier 2, Dallas, New Orleans. Now, I think there's been some that thought that your New Orleans call was a little high. Tier 3, the Giants, the Seahawks, the Lions, the Packers, the Falcons, and the Vikings.
Yeah.
But you can't put the Vikings. I put Vikings and Green Bay on a very level par right now.
You basically put all the NFC North except for the Bears, who are in tier 4 along with the Rams. Tier 5, Carolina and Tampa.
And Washington is going to be
with the Bears, I think. Tier 6. Yeah. Tier 6, Arizona.
Sam Howell led Washington Commanders. Yeah, Arizona stinks, and it's going to stink like on an epic level,
and
I think.
Possibly on purpose.
I almost feel like they shouldn't even be tiered. I should have left Arizona out. Yeah,
like you left Washington.
I feel like Detroit everybody's on board with, and Detroit could be that team.
Or they could be.
Do you really believe Detroit has not won in a long time?
It's true.
They have the coach that I like. I think he is.
Did you play against him?
I did.
You wouldn't have blocked him.
Yeah. I think he's a tough, hard-nosed guy, and I think there's something to that. But there's just every season stands on its own merits, and that's. I just think it's really important for Green Bay to get off to that good start, and if they do that, I don't see any reason why they can't win the division. I just don't.
If you listen to ESPN Madison regularly, you hear different promos of Tausch, one in which he says that they're not going to be a cellar-dwelling stink pot.
Yeah.
Another one in which you say that if Jordan Love plays better than anyone is expecting, he can be a Pro Bowl quarterback. Yes, if he plays better than we're all expecting, because none of us expect him to play quite to that level. But you've pointed out,
not that hard to be a Pro Bowl quarterback, at least as an alternate in the NFL.
Yeah, and those are the unknowns, and I think we're all kind of going through this all together. If you're of a certain age, that you just we haven't been there. This is a scenario that none of us have really been through in a long time as a Packer fan, and you know what? That's okay. It'll be fun to see, but the unknown is exciting, but it's also, this could go sour. And that's what I think all of us are kind of looking at. We all have that optimism that it's going to be awesome. Doesn't mean that's how it's going to be, though.
I know for a fact that when it comes to Coors Light, you never feel like it's not going to be awesome. We'll talk about that in a moment. Before that, Jesse, you've got trivia in the first portion of the program.
Been a while since we've had an early kickoff for trivia.
Is it going to be AmFam Championship Week trivia?
You bet it is.
Yeah, Jesse, you're so good.
Or predictable.
Know your AmFam Championship.
Hey, can we chat GPT to see who wins and then Monday look back and see if they were right?
ChatGPT doesn't do predictions.
Did you ask him?
Whenever you ask ChatGPT, it says, I won't make a prediction.
Say, who is the favorite to win the AmFam Championship and see what they say.
I'll get right on
that. Okay.
In the interim,
this is the seventh year of the AmFam Championship. Is that correct, Dan? Seven?
Let's go with that.
Wow, when did Dan Kelly get here?
Dan Kelly? Where are
what
you there,
Dad? Hey, can you help Ryan with the sign? He's having a lot of trouble with it. Our friend Dan Kelly from AmFam is going to join us during the 10 o'clock hour. Unlike us, he gets here very early. We are going to play trivia now. Tasha's going to tell you about Coors Light after that. But let's get caller 7 in honor of the 7th AmFam Championship. Caller 7, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Hunter is waiting for your call in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. Caller 7 for Wildy and Tasha Trivia. I don't think we're allowed to include Coors Light in our prize packs that people win.
No, we can't.
It would certainly make it.
Do you have a can? You want to crack it? Because it is so beautiful. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Coors Light are going to be flowing. And you know what? It's going to be those 16-ounce silver cans where you get just a little bit of dew on it, and you have those blue mountains that's popping. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. Going to be an unbelievable day out here at the AmFam Championship, and it's going to even be better because we're all going to be chilled. We're going to have Coors Light in our hand. It's what I always have in my hand. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch. It is time for trivia live from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge. God, I can't believe that we have been here for all of them.
Yeah.
We're not that consistent about anything that we do.
It's true too.
Let's welcome in our contestant who may be right somewhere on the course. It is John in Verona. John, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Are you headed to the AmFam Championship?
Yeah, you want to just come on over? We'll throw you a headset. You can just.
Tasha's got a parking pass for you. Come on down.
Yeah, come on down.
I'm about a mile and a half away, but I don't think I can make it.
Okay. Well, maybe not.
We have time.
We do have 2 hours and 7 minutes left of the show and a whole day of golf. All right, John. Question one, since Tausch has so generously given his question to Dan Kelly, our friend from AmFam. Question one is this. Tyler Hubbard, who I saw...
FGL. He's part of the FGL crew.
If you're not going to ask questions, you could perhaps keep quiet over there. That'd be ideal.
Go eat your breakfast.
Might need a new question.
As I was saying...
Is that on there? Oh, interesting. My bad.
Who I saw on a billboard on the Beltline as I was driving in.
God.
For his concert tonight, which he is headlining.
If I'm Chef Ed, I'm irritated.
The AmFam Championship concert. I'm going to talk so long that then maybe Tausch's clue will be forgotten, and it wasn't really a clue, it was the answer. So Tyler Hubbard is headlining tonight's AmFam Championship concert at Breeze Stevens Field. He is a member, John, of which of these country music groups?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Florida Georgia Line, Texas Oklahoma Line, or Alaska Canada Line?
I'm going to go with A.
It's a very wise choice.
Good guess.
If you had any creativity, you would have put the next two both being FGLs too, Jason. Frankfurt and...
if you read the show sheet, you wouldn't have chimed in at all.
Frankfurt and Greenwood line...
Frankfurt and Greenwood.
Yeah, you could have get a little creative.
Dan Kelly, great to have you here. We look forward to you joining us.
Yeah, actually, God, your flow looks great right now too.
I've never heard that about my flow. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
I don't know who. Never mind.
How did you get Dan to do a celebrity shot for your trivia question here?
What do you mean?
You just I'm just going to hand my trivia question off and then make everybody else.
I'll say this, based on what transpired, it's clear that Tausch does not read. The first question starts off with asked by Jason, so I think Tausch stops reading that.
You're on to me, Dan. You got me.
All right, Dan has question two for you, John. Here it is.
All right, John. Which of these PGA Tour champions has never won the AmFam Championship? Ooh. Kirk Triplett, Jerry Kelly, not related, or Vijay Singh?
Good question, Jesse.
Ooh, very good question. I'm going to go with A again.
Johnny. That was the inaugural.
Kirk Triplett, yeah.
Got the bucket hat, right? He's a bucket hat guy.
Yep. He won it that first year.
I feel like the bucket hat could be more. You can see, we should start seeing more bucket hats. Yeah, it was Vijay Singh.
The correct answer, yes, Vijay Singh. We would have also taken Tyler Hubbard, who is part of the FGL group. All right, question three, John. Let's bounce back. In which of these years did University Ridge Golf Course, home of the AmFam Championship, open?
Ooh,
I know this
really
one.
Tough question.
This one I know. Was it 1978? 1991 or 2002?
1991.
That's what I would have guessed.
That is correct.
Nice.
Good thing he lives just up the road to know.
Old Johnny. I played as a student.
I've seen the sign a few times.
Well, John, congratulations. I don't know if Tausch is willing, if you win the package later, to give up his tickets to the FGL crew tonight, but you will definitely have three of the possible four entries into our drawing, which Jesse may or may not be able to execute here.
Hunter's got it. Hunter's got it today.
Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you. Make sure you stop out here later. Come say hi to Tao. She'll be signing autographs.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, fellas.
I will have a great day.
What is
I love that he just snubbed you. You're being so smug. He snubbed you. John's my new favorite caller.
Well, you gave him an answer, so I'm sure you like
him. Yeah, baby, Johnny. Tausch, have a great day, Wildy. I'm not gonna say anything else.
Should have helped him with Vijay Singh, evidently. All right, that's it for the 9 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch. The 10 o'clock hour, which will include a visit from Dan Kelly, kicks off in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.